The Holy Gospel appointed for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 25 through 37. The parable of the Good Samaritan. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him, and beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to love you with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, but also to love our neighbor as ourselves. Not only that, but to also show mercy and pity on those who are in need of our help, especially the hungry, the poor, the homeless, and the oppressed in our society today. Therefore, Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to help us to show more of our love, mercy, kindness, and compassion to those around us and in need of us. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Special attention to verses 25 through 29. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life, who is my neighbor? That is the question we want to talk about this morning as we once again consider the Word of God. As a matter of fact, a very important question that was asked by a lawyer, an expert of the law, who wanted to justify himself to Jesus. However, before we answer the question of who is my neighbor, we need to address the first question the lawyer asked Jesus. as he puts him to the test, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Even though in the Gospels of Matthew chapter 22 and Mark chapter 12, the question really is, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" And what was Jesus' immediate response to him? Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" In other words, what does it say in the law and the prophets, and how do you interpret it to mean? And he answered Jesus immediately, saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind." And then he said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus replied, saying to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." Yes, there was no question about the fact that this lawyer knew the law and the prophets, the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. And he quoted the first and the second table of the law from the books of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 and Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18. And yet the lawyer still wasn't sure about himself, about his own faith and his own religion. So in order to justify himself before Jesus, he asked a second question. "And who is my neighbor? Is it my neighbor down the street? My neighbor next door to me, or someone I have never met before, a stranger?" So Jesus went on to tell him the story of the parable of a man who fell into the hands of robbers on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho, approximately 17 miles through rocky and desert terrain, as they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. As a matter of fact, there's no information about this man, no age, no religion, or his social status in the community, or even for that matter, whether he was a Jew or a Samaritan himself. And as he lay there, half dead, a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. The same was true of a Levite. When he saw the man, he also passed by on the other side. Unfortunately, according to Jewish practice and tradition, both the priest and the Levite were afraid to help this man. And why? Because of their religious belief and ceremonial practices. As a matter of fact, they were not allowed to touch an unclean body, especially a complete stranger who was apparently dead and someone they had never, ever met before. But when the Samaritan came to where he was, he did not pass by on the other side. On the contrary, he was not afraid and took pity on him, as he had great compassion for him. He did not only bandage his wounds, pouring oil and wine on him, but he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and finally took care of him. He went out of his way, even though a may have been inconvenient and took time to take care of this man. As a matter of fact, he even gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said to him, "Look after him. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have with him." And then Jesus asked the lawyer, the expert in the law, the question, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" And he replied immediately, saying, "The one who showed him mercy," or had mercy, pity on him. And so Jesus said to him, "You go now and do likewise." Now what about us again? What about you and me this morning? I'm sure that we know and we believe that what we must do to inherit eternal life, to believe and have faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. The question the jailer asked Paul and Silas, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" And they answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." And I'm sure that we also know and believe that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. But what about our neighbor? Do we also know and believe that we must love our neighbor as ourselves? Do we take the time, like the Good Samaritan, even if it's inconvenient, to help him? Or are we too busy nowadays with so many other things that we sometimes also pass by on the other side, just like the priest and the Levite did? To be tempted to say, "Lord, it's really not my problem, is it? Or I have enough problems of my own in my family, my children, my grandchildren." Or what is even more common, "Let somebody else do it." Does that sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. Let someone else do it or take care of it. Unfortunately, if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we must confess to the Lord that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we have also passed by on the other side and ignored those in need of our help. Passed by the hungry, the poor, the homeless, and the oppressed in our own society today, even here in Big Bear Valley. And yet God the Father forgives us again this morning through His Son Jesus Christ as we repent and as we make a commitment to show the same kind of love and mercy and kindness and compassion of the Good Samaritan, to go, not sit, but to go and do the same thing likewise. That's precisely what Jesus did throughout His 3-year public ministry, as He showed always love and mercy and kindness and compassion through His many miraculous signs and wonders. He made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak again, and so many other miracles. Jesus always reached out to the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and the oppressed in the New Testament, in their society. And that's what we are encouraged to do ourselves. Listen to what Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 25, beginning verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And then we, the righteous, will answer and ask Jesus the question, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When was that? When did we see you a stranger and in prison and go to visit you? When did we see you hungry and thirsty? And Jesus will reply saying to us, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of these least of these my brothers of mine, you did it for me. So when we help those in need, we're doing it for Jesus, not for ourselves. Not to pat ourselves on the back and say how wonderful we are. And by the way, it doesn't always have to be monetary or financial. Sometimes it's just taking the time to listen to someone who needs to vent their problems and disappointments, their trials and tribulations in life. Someone to listen and really care about them. Sometimes taking the time to pray for them and with them. Or making that phone call, or sending a greeting card when they are sick or have just lost a loved one by death. Whatever it is, we should follow the example not only of Jesus, but the Good Samaritan, and take time out and help those around us in need of us. Not only our immediate family, which all of us do, our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, as well as our friends, but also those we don't know personally, by name, including strangers we have never met before. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we refuse to pass by on the other side and ignore the poor, the hungry, the homeless, the oppressed in our society. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. I hope you will accept the challenge Jesus places before you today to love your neighbor as yourself and to go and do likewise. God bless you as you follow, obey Jesus in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all into life everlasting. Amen.